My one thing is to change my thoughts.
One thing that I would like to do is be more intentional with our finances.
For my husband, the one thing that I do is zoom in on what he's doing right.
My intentional one thing that I do every day, I started to just build people up.
My one intentional thing is not using credit cards.
One thing I could work on, talking less and listening more, especially with my wife.
Intentional one thing for the day is doing the right thing, and it has impacted my life.
Indeed, the power of one thing. Hey, Dr. Randy here, live in the Intentional Living Studio and live on Facebook. Nice to see you all there today. You're welcome to join in. We're talking about the power of one thing. Here's a fact. Everything, either good or bad, that occurs in your life, I mean that you sort of move toward, is the result of a decision that you've made. Now, I know other people make decisions that impact us. I understand that. We live in a fallen world. But if some good things are going to happen in your marriage, you got to make an intentional one thing decision. If you want some good things to happen during this economic downturn in your finances, hey, listen, you better make an intentional one thing decision. If you want your business, your career, your life to go in a healthier direction, to honor God, benefit you, you've got to make an intentional one thing decision. And that raises the question, as you heard some of our opening comments there. Everything started with a decision. So here's the question. What one thing decision have you made that's making a difference in your life? What is a one thing decision that you have made that's making a difference in your life? I'll tell you what, for everybody who will call, we'll try to get as many on the air as we can during this half hour. I want to send you a 30-day devotional that we've created that focuses on one thing. It's called One Thing Makes the Difference, 30 Days to Closeness with Christ. I was rereading it again today. It's powerful. A devotional thought for the day and a one thing challenge. And I told the guys, let's throw in my one thing wristband that I wear as well. Just for those of you who called to get on the air with me today. Stephen will try to get your addresses here afterward and we'll send it to you. Okay, my gift to you, if you'll share with me and the rest of our listeners, a one thing decision you've made that's made a difference in your life during these difficult days in the world. Something that brings glory to God and benefit to you and your family. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717 is the number. Stephen, the lines are open. Let's go. We're live here today. In my book, The Power of One Thing, I make this statement that one thing done once is an experience. One thing done twice will capture your attention. One thing done often is a pursuit, but one thing done always will become a habit. And ultimately, we want to have the kind of habits that will, as we say around here, bring glory to God. You know what? Here's a secret that I think sometimes we miss. God gets the glory, but you know what? We benefit when we choose to do those one things that make a difference in our life. So what's the one thing decision you made for your marriage? Maybe for your finances, maybe for your health or your work, or the growing in your faith that's made a difference in your life. What is it? 888-888-1717. And again, the one thing makes a difference devotional is our gift to you, and we'll get it to you. All right. First, let's go to Alabama. We got a one thing testimony. Go right ahead.
Hey, this is Bob from Alabama. Intentional one thing for the day is something that I got from your radio station with Dr. Randy was doing the right thing, and it has impacted my life. It has just turned me loose, and it's just been the most wonderful thing that I've witnessed to somebody here at work and just opened up to the Lord first myself. But this one thing has just busted loose in my heart and changed me to a different person.
Amen.
I am just so glad that I ran into Faith Radio and Faith Radio ran into me. And that happened because I took my car to a mechanic and he changed the station in my car. And I've been listening ever since. But my heart is ready. And I love y'all, and roll tide. Thank you.
Bye. Hey, thank you, Bob. Hey, Faith Radio friends, are you listening? Somebody changed his radio at the repair shop and turned it on to Faith Radio. I have to admit, I do that when I'm traveling. If I get a rental car or whatever, change all the stations to something worthwhile. Hey, that's great. Great testimony. You know, we're talking about the power of one thing. Here's a fact. I've been around long enough, worked with enough people. You've got to make the decision. And if you make the wrong decision, if you make just a selfish decision or an impulsive decision or a decision that just feels right at the moment to you, I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get in the ditch at some point down the road. But when you start making intentional one-thing decisions, I'm talking about the big rocks of life, you get in there first, the important things about your faith, your family, your finances, and you make that decision, the other things that we talk about, all the processes and the developing the habits and you know, we call the intentionals, what are some things you can do to support those big decisions, will change your life. That will change your life. And so what's a one thing decision that you have made that's helping make you? 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's go to our callers here. We've got, are we ready yet? Do we have Leanna on the line? Okay, let's move on. Let's go to Dawn first and we'll come back. Dawn in Arizona has a comment for us. Go right ahead.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My one thing is to change my thoughts. I start thinking about scary things and I get into a ton of fear and it just doesn't serve me. It doesn't serve God. Mm-hmm. God did not give me a spirit of fear. So that's my one thing. I'm going to change my thinking one thought at a time.
Good for you. You know, it says in Scripture, Dawn, that we are to take captive every thought out of obedience to Christ. And maybe the big one thing for many of us today would be to, hey, I got to take control of my thinking because it's getting me in the ditch. And we want to go in another direction there. So, all right, let's go to the phones here. Leanna, is it Leanna? Did I get that right in Florida? Did I get
yes, you? Yes, you hey, got it right.
Welcome to the show. What's your one thing?
I have made the decision to learn to love myself.
What does that mean?
Well, I came from a really bad negative background, and I did not love myself. And therefore, I didn't know how to love people, not even my kids. As much as I did, but I didn't know how to express it. And when I took the decision of loving myself, which it was a constant battle, it was a decision I had to make and I had to force myself to it. And it just started coming slowly, you know, slowly and fluently. And it has helped me love other people as well. Mm-hmm. Not only my kids, but show God's love to other people and acting lovingly to other people.
You know, some people hear that statement, especially Christians, and hear us say, you know, love ourselves, that it can sound kind of selfish or center-focused on ourselves. I don't think that's what you're saying.
No, it is not. It has helped me love other people, show love to other people, show God's love to other people, His mercy, and help them, you know, not only love themselves, but also find a loving hand that is willing to help out and it's willing to give, you know, myself to other people.
Good for you.
So
Good for you, Leanna. Listen, I'll tell you, when we talk about that, and, you know, we used to say back in the old days, God don't make no junk, you know, and when I see people who are feeling a lot of insecurity, and in many ways, you think about it, when we feel insecure, we don't feel good about ourselves, that's really kind of prideful. Come on now. Because the focus is back on ourselves. When we find the freedom of, like Leanna saying, hey, I'm learning to really appreciate who I am in Christ, who God has made me, how He's made me, how I'm unique. And her one thing is saying, hey, I'm going to start loving this, who I am, and then allowing me in turn to love other people and not be so self-conscious. Very powerful. Thank you, Leanna. Let me go to Heather in Michigan. Hey, Heather, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What's your one thing today?
So I was just thinking of, I often more so worry about things that are outside of my direct control, but something that is in my control is to remind myself that God's will is to be done, not mine. So not my will, but yours be done. And that just really helps me focus on what is within my control, but also accepts what is not.
So you've been sort of a control freak in life?
Yes.
Yeah, it's easy for, I am too, by the way. So how did you learn to do, I mean, what steps are you taking practically to give up control?
I would say by praying. I have a daily devotion that I try to do on my phone on an app, and just my small groups and at church that I participate in. I guess that kind of helps keep me grounded and get support from others as well.
Good for you. All right. Well, thank you, Heather. Appreciate you sharing that. And we'll get your address and we'll send you the one thing devotional, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you calling from Michigan. Just before break, let's take Georgette, who's on line 5 in New Mexico. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you. How about yourself?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing today?
So my one thing is I stopped drinking completely. No wine, no special occasions, just stopped drinking.
Why?
Well, for many reasons. I was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 35. I've had 18 surgeries and a double mastectomy, and I've had my implants and a full hysterectomy. And I've just been struck with a lot of loss in my life.
Mm.
My little sister died 18 months ago of a heart attack.
Mm.
She was 38. I'm on my way to see my dad right now that was given 6 months to live. And I knew that I didn't want to, I think my breaking point was losing my sister. So I had to be strong. My faith is very, very strong.
Yeah.
And I just knew that in order for me to move forward, I needed to do it sober-minded.
Good for you.
And I needed to feel it and to get through it sober. And then one day just led to another, and then a year passed, and I was like, wow, it's been a year. And it's changed so many different things in my life, my relationships, my outlook, always never questioning the Lord, but knowing that He knows my heart and knows that even though I don't ask why, I've actually always asked why.
Mm.
But it just changed everything. My relationship with my husband, we've been together for 30 years. I'm only 43. He was my first boyfriend, and, life has just been good after being good. Sober and just knowing that one day at a time, it's all in God's hands.
So does it make sense to say what you decided to do? Your one thing decision was to say, hey, I'm not going to keep covering up reality and life with a substance. I'm going to face it with God's help and enjoy the days that I have with God without covering it up with a substance.
Yeah, definitely. And it just changed everything, relationships in my life and knowing that, you know, I was blessed to survive so much. And we have a 27-year-old autistic son. So I know that the Lord knows that I'm not going anywhere until He's ready.
Good
so I need to teach my son everything that he can possibly know for the future.
Mm, yeah, amen to that. Hey, thank you for sharing your story with us. And, you know, it may not be a substance like alcohol. In the case of Georgette, it may be food. You know, sometimes we cover our emotional state, things we're struggling with food, activity, pornography, sex, you name it. There's lots of things that we can do behaviorally to try to escape the reality of life instead of facing it with God's help. And so maybe like Georgette today, your one thing decision is to say, listen, God has me here for a purpose and a reason, and I'm going to face it head on and trust God. And if I need some help, I'll get some help in a healthy way. But my one thing decision is to do that. And let me tell you something. You heard Georgette say she made that decision, and then one thing led to another, and a year later or months later, she's saying, hey, my life has totally changed. This is what we're hearing when we talk about the power of one thing, starting with an intentional one thing decision, and then allowing that decision in turn to transform our lives. Powerful. Quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
What is intention? You know, we've been talking about this basic, what I call the Intentional Living 101, and the word intention is a powerful word, and as we've been sharing with you in this lesson, it's an internal thing as opposed to an external thing like a goal. But finding intention really requires us to do some study. What is God's intention for money? What is God's intention for marriage, for sex, for work, for your faith, for your family? It's in God's Word. Do you know where it is? Have you found it? You know, one of the most important things you and I can do is to find God's intention, and the best place to go is into the Bible. The basics of intentional living. I decided in my lesson this month for our members in our intentional living community to go back and just say, hey, here are the basics of intentional living. Here's what intentional living is. So I call it the 101 basics course. It's really a little more than basics, but it talks about procrastination. It talks about why we procrastinate. It talks about being distracted, easily distracted, exhausted and weary, and where that all comes from and how intentional living can be transformational. And so members, watch for it. What I mean watch for is the lesson comes to you every month, some on CD, some of you still receiving CDs, but most now receiving it online, both video and audio. And so watch for it. It's probably already in your box over the last week. But I'll tell you what, before we wrap up this month, I'd like to make it available to you as well as you'll come and join us, stand in support, be a part of the Intentional Living community. Allow me to welcome you and thank you in advance for your support that allows us to be behind the microphone, to produce the things that we do and the events and all the things behind Intentional Living. So come and be a part of it. It's a worthwhile investment. You're making a difference in people's lives, and you're allowing us to help make a difference in yours as well. Okay? And we'll get the lesson to you by email, video and audio, this month and every month thereafter, a brand new teaching. Again, just go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, theintentionallife.com, and click on donate, and we'll get that to you. All right, let me go to Lauren, who's next on the line in Arizona. Hey, Lauren, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Fantastic. What's your one thing contribution today?
Well, all day I say, how can I get out of my way and serve you, Lord, with ease and grace?
And how has that made a difference in your life? How does that turn out as the day unfolds?
It's every single problem I have, it gets fixed. Every time I say that, I know what to do. I'm clear on what to do. And it's like miracles are in my life every single day.
Mm. Now, is this a new decision, or have you been doing this for some time?
I fine-tune it a little bit more, but I've got it down to these words. So before I used to say, how can I serve you, Lord, with ease and grace? So I just noticed that I kind of was in the way in making the decisions for myself. And I was like, well, I'm not letting the Lord in. And so I just fine-tuned it just recently more and more.
Mm. So when you face a decision, or is this like just through the day, you kind of sense that you're going your own way instead of what God might have for you, and so you say it? Is that how it works?
When I say it is if I'm in a situation, if I need some help, if I'm getting pushed, if I'm being critical, and it could be someone pushing me or me pushing myself, and I immediately notice anything like that throughout my day, and I just in my head I say it, and sometimes I say it out loud, and I'm just immediately faced with such miracles, and everything works.
Yeah. So
and
what
it didn't used to.
What I hear you saying, Lauren, is your one thing is a decision about your self-talk. In other words, what you're telling yourself instead of talking to yourself about, hey, these are things I need to do, and I'm angry or I'm upset. You're saying, hey, God, I want you to be the centerpiece of my thinking, what I'm telling myself, how I'm going to respond. It's very powerful. Okay, thank you, Lauren. Appreciate it. And by the way, we'll try to get that book off to you. Stephen's busy, busy. The lines have been jammed, and we're trying to capture addresses here as well. All right, let's go to Judy in New Mexico. Hi, Judy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just blessed. Thank you.
Fantastic. We're talking about making a one-thing decision. What's one that you've made, and how's it impact your life?
Okay. This is fairly new, so I haven't reaped the full reward in this, but I've prayed for years. My children and I don't get along. My husband and I don't get along. Mm. And I'm always telling them what my needs are. Well, the Lord has told me, okay, look at what their needs are. Look at your actions and how it's affecting their responses to you. And, you know, instead of being so worried about our needs, if we think about other people's needs, we're going to have a different reaction.
Mm-hmm. So this is new. So, what was there a crisis that caused this? Or how did you come to this conclusion to make that one thing decision?
Well, it was not a total crisis, I guess. Just my life was getting so unbearable at home that I just kind of came to a breaking point. It's like you were talking about mm-hmm. your book, how you get so overwhelmed, and it's just, this is it. I gotta do something.
So it really is kind of a crisis. You had a crisis of, do I want to continue on living this way, thinking this way, responding this way, or do I want something better for my life and those I love?
Well, I think the Lord just reminded me that what I receive in life is my responsibility. Outside the home, I treat people wonderful.
Mm.
But I get, I don't know.
You get impatient. Maybe a little impatient. Impatient with the people closest to you.
And critical because I'm offended. And so I put up this wall, and I just need to, the Lord has just led me in this so recently, and it's really giving me relief.
That's great. Well, listen, you made a one thing decision that said, hey, this isn't working. I'm being a little harsh and critical, and I'm easily offended by the people closest to me. And you're making a decision to change. And you know what? I would encourage any of you, maybe struggling with the same thing you're hearing Judy was sharing with us here. And change your mind. When someone says something to you, or when somebody does something, the first thought is easy. It's easy for us to put up a wall, become defensive. But if you can change, and I know this isn't easy. Come on now. I know this isn't easy, but to change it and say, I wonder what's going on in their life today that would cause them to do that. What's happening in their life? Are they going through a tough time? What is it? Some of you may remember way back, I think it's in the 80s, that What About Bob movie. And it's it's an interesting story, but he was talking about people, and he said, you know, some people are just like the phone is off the hook. You know, they're not connecting, and you can't connect, and you can't talk. And so when I'm dealing with people that really bother me, I just say, hey, that must be the phone is off the hook or something like that, he said. But it's a reminder that instead of taking it personally, which is easy to do, to change that a little bit and say, I wonder what's going on in their life that would cause them to be that way. Not easy to do, but important. All right, I'll tell you what, we got lots of calls. Let's take a quick break. We'll get back, try to get a few more here before we wrap up the show in about 5 minutes. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. It says in Genesis chapter 2:24, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother, and he shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh. I would ask the question, are you leaving and cleaving in your marriage? Together, are the two of you becoming one, depending on each other as you depend upon God together to hold you together in your marriage? As you each grow closer to Jesus, We'll also grow closer to each other when we practice the principle and the command and the wisdom of leaving and cleaving. Now, that doesn't mean that we exclude other people or family from our lives, but that we make our marriage something that becomes a priority, where we're working together to really share values, share direction, share vision. When you do, it's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
And I hope you'll do that. That's an excerpt from our one thing, our daily IL minute, as we call it. Hey, listen, yesterday we talked about the power of prayer, and we're going to come back to that again tomorrow. And for these 3 days, I've been making available to everybody who would like, as long as our supply lasts, we have 30 days of intentional prayer. It's 30 days. Every day it's a different prayer, a prayer for when you're tired, a prayer for doing the next right one thing, for making the right decisions, for your health, for finding confidence, for being an intentional parent or grandparent. And we'd like to get this to you. It's just a gift as a way of saying, hey, we love you, and we want to help you, and we want to encourage you. And so I'll tell you what, if you'd like this, all you have to do is come to our website at theintentionallife.com and then click on or then a slash IP for intentional prayer. It's come up a little site. You can fill out the information, and we'll send you this little little booklet. Again, go to theintentionallife.com/IP for intentional prayer, IP, and we'll get that to you. I just got the notice we're 30 seconds out, aren't we, from wrapping up? But we'll try, those of you that are on hold, we'll talk to you. Let's leave Facebook going if we can. We'll continue there, but we got to get off the radio because that's what happens when the computer says you're done. When you're done, you're done, right? These guys with their computers, no flexibility, no grace, no patience. When I'm done, I'm gone. So I'll be back again tomorrow. We'll talk about prayer again. This is available to you when you go to theintentionallife.com/IP for intentional prayer. And we'll do our best to mail that to you while supplies last. I'm Dr. Randy for our entire team. Thank you, Alex, for your work on the board today. Steven, our producer. And, of course, Andrew is running Facebook for us. We'll continue on there as we go off the air. Listen, here's a reminder. Ask yourself the question. What one thing, decision, could you make today? Come on, you know in your own life what it may be. It could be about something you've heard, maybe about your marriage, your finances, your work, your own personal life. What one decision could you make today? Your one thing decision that would change your life if you follow through with it. Bring glory to God. This isn't about us, ultimately. Bring glory to God, right? Figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. And also benefit to yourself. What is it? Pursue it, and it will make a difference in your life. Gotta run. We'll see you again next time.